Somebody write that down. Somebody clip that. Somebody share that with somebody. Action over perfection. Start taking action. Even if the path isn't perfectly clear, the fact that you're making progress and moving forward is massive. What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, a show that systemizes success for you in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list, and if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and you know will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. All right, guys. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the power of setting goals in orders of magnitude versus being incremental in goals. You can think of this as essentially saying, if you have, let's say, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube or 100,000 followers on Instagram, an incremental goal would be, I want to hit 200,000 subscribers or 200,000 followers by the end of the year, assuming you're seeing this number on, let's say, January 1st. That's an incremental goal. A goal of magnitude would say something along the lines of, instead of 200,000 by the end of the year, December 31st, let's say, 2 million by June 30th. Insane to even think about. But this is how the people who go very, very far, very, very fast think. They don't think about, what am I going to do? How am I going to? No, there's no way. That absolutely. What? 2 million in 6 months? No way. I can't even get 100K in a year. Says who? Have you tried? What skills do you need to learn? Who do you need to hire? What software do you need to start working with? Those are questions that you need to be able to reframe your mind to be able to think about. And so today we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper. We're going to do a very, very simple 3-part framework. Okay, dream, design, dare. That's what we're going to be working with. Dream, design, dare. And by the end of this episode, you will be able to see that those goals that you thought were initially impossible, air quotes, aren't really that impossible if you just change the way you think about it. So let's hop right into it so you can see what I'm talking about. Let's start off with the first one, and that is to dream. This is where you allow your aspirations, your ideas, your goals, everything, just Let it go. Go crazy with it, okay? When they talk about the sky's the limit, no. Ain't no sky the limit, nothing. Your creativity, the universe, that is the limit for where you're supposed to be thinking, okay? That is where you want your goals to be. There is no ceiling. Money's no object. You can do whatever you want. You have all the clout. You want everything. That's where the dreams need to be. However big you think it is, make it bigger. That's how big we want it to be, okay? If you need permission, you got it. Go ahead. Go crazy. You got it. Imagine the unimaginable. I want to make $1 million a year. Why not make it 10? I want to be able to have a network of 10 high performers. Why not 20? The idea is to imagine the unimaginable, because you put this, whether you see it or not, you put this limit upon yourself based on the number or the stat or whatever it is that you gave yourself to do. And you don't realize that that right there is the level of the stars. Why do I say that? Because it comes back to the quote of, if you aim for the stars and you miss, you'll hit the moon. Because when you realize, if you do a lot of your goals and you start working with them and you stick to them, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You stick to everything that you said you were going to do. Chances are, did you hit exactly where you wanted to get to? Probably not. You probably got a little bit lower than that. You aim for the stars and you hit the moon. So wouldn't the same line of reasoning work that if you aim for, let's say, 200,000 followers on Instagram, you'd probably get like 185, maybe 190, something like that. So aim for 250. And then when you fail, air quotes, you fall back down to about 200. So overachieve. That's why I'm stressing the point of big dreams. Imagine the unimaginable. That's the first step. You want to dream. Give yourself the freedom to be able to think about what it is you want to think about and dream and make just this highfalutin dream. If it sounds crazy, that means you're on the right track. The second D is to design. You want to craft this pathway. So now you got your vision, you got your idea, but a plan without steps is just a dream, and that's where it will stay. So instead of just thinking about what you want to do and saying it's going to be cool and telling people, claiming you have an accountability partner, you just tell a bunch of people but don't actually do anything. Plan a strategic path forward. Do you have to have it planned out step by step? No. In fact, I prefer you do not have it planned out step by step, because things are going to change. That's the only thing constant in life, and that is change. So write the plan out in pencil, preferably, and figuratively, understanding that the plan is going to change. So, first tip I have for you with crafting this pathway is you want to think innovatively. Going back to what I said prior, remember how I said, oh, let's say you have 100,000 followers on Instagram and you want to get to 2 million. Your first thought was, there's no way I'm going to do this. Now that you realize it's possible to dream that big, now you're probably thinking, okay, let's say I could reach 2 million followers on Instagram in 6 months. How am I supposed to do that? Boom. There's your innovative thinking. How are you supposed to do that? That's for you to figure out. You start researching. What softwares do I need? What content do people resonate with? What really gets people clicks and engagement rates through the roof that I can take, tweak to make it my own within my niche, and then experiment, go crazy? That is what you need to start doing. Thinking innovatively. You got to venture beyond the conventional strategies that you've been using, beyond the conventional wisdom. Because remember, what got you here is not going to get you there. So, like I said, new technologies, you might need to talk to some new folks, bump a couple elbows and kiss a couple different babies, whatever you got to do. You may even need to address other markets or tap into other expertise in different markets. Again, with the Instagram example, you want to scale to 2 million from 100K. What's the best way to do that? You might need to talk to a brand expert. But I thought I need to make content. Yeah, you do. But is your brand strong enough? You may need to venture into that. You may need to start looking into advertisements to start getting eyes onto your brand. That's where the brand expertise comes in. So you have to start thinking outside the box. What can you possibly do to be able to craft this pathway to wherever you're trying to go to? But it's also important, as I talked about before, that you cannot write your plans in pen. Do not do that. Write them in figurative pencil, because the end goal is way out there, okay? We all know the end goal way out there. It's distant. It's super far. I don't know how much more I can stress that. But what you want to do is you want to set some imaginative milestones. What does that mean? Small, simple steps, incremental positive impacts that you can do day in and day out to be able to make your goal a reality. Now, the goal that you have is probably going to take some time. Let's just keep it a buck. If you're sitting, let's say fitness, because you all know I'm a big fitness kind of guy. If you're sitting at like 25% body fat and your goal is to get to 12% body fat, all my guys out there, chances are you are not going to get there in 2 months. It just will not happen. It's going to take time, effort, energy, dedication, grit. Days you don't want to do it are the days you have to do it the most. You need that flexibility. Some days, let's say, you saw one day you might be sick, so the workout has to be shorter. That's flexibility. When you hit 20% body fat, that's a milestone. The distance over there is still 12. You still want to get to 12, but don't neglect the fact that you just dropped 5%. That's huge. 25 to 20, that's huge. Then maybe after you do that for another couple months, now you're down to 16. That's another huge milestone. Congratulate yourself. Do those kind of things. Don't neglect the small things. And finally, as you realize, first two Ds, we had the dream. Okay, you got that out the way. Now you've got the design. The design is now out the way. Now, if you think about this in layman's terms, you got the goal, you got the plan. What do I like to say? You have those two, but where's the action? There's no action. It's cool. You got this goal. You got the plan on how to get it. Okay, even better example. Hypothetical. You have, for all my anime people out there who like One Piece, or for people who just know about pirates, you've got the ship. You've got the treasure map. Now we're going to talk about dare. Because without the dare is actually getting into the ship, getting the crew, following the map, and getting to the treasure. It's cool to say, I'm a pirate, I have a crew. But if you, you even have the treasure map. But if you don't get in the ship and you don't sail the ship across the seas, how in the world are you going to get to that treasure? This is the execution of the plan. Incredibly, incredibly important. And one thing that I want to leave with you about this is action over perfection. Somebody write that down. Somebody clip that. Somebody share that with somebody. Action over perfection. Start taking action. Even if the path isn't perfectly clear, the fact that you're making progress and moving forward is massive. Again, I always talk about this. I bring back the same example because it works so well. My podcast, this podcast, what you're listening to, or if you're watching this on YouTube, this video, I guarantee you it did not start out looking and sounding like how it is now. It just simply didn't. It started off differently. I started off, hey guys, how are you? My name is Rashawn, and today I'm going to be talking about... That's how it started, okay? Very boring, very monotone. Nobody wanted to listen to that. And it shows because I got zero listens for the first almost 50 episodes. No one wanted to listen to that. But I took action. I tried. I researched. I tried new things. I went from scripting entire episodes to scripting bullet points to no script to scripting bullet points to all kinds of things. I tried different cameras. I tried different audio equipment. I tried all kinds of stuff. But the point is I took action and I moved forward and I just tried. Some things worked, some things didn't. I stuck with what worked, discarded what didn't. Simple as that. Robert Raymond Riopelle put this perfectly into 5 words. Sloppy success beats perfect mediocrity. I'll say that again for the people in the back. Sloppy success beats perfect mediocrity. And I add, every time. And speaking of when I said, keep what works, discard what doesn't. When something doesn't work and you see that as a failure, you use that as feedback. And the feedback to me was, this doesn't work, discard it. Or maybe there's bits and pieces of this thing that works. I will keep the bits and pieces and discard the rest in terms of my path forward. But that doesn't mean I don't have the knowledge and the memory. So when I go and go around other people and people start asking me questions about what did you do for this? What did you do for that? Do you have any information? I can say, this works for me, but I also tried this. This did not work for me in the path that I'm going, but this is just food for thought, just knowledge for you. And hey, that could be the piece of information that somebody needed to continue going forward. And lastly, I kind of alluded to this a little bit before, but with the DARE, the last thing of DARE is to communicate and to have a community. You want to engage with the community, and I guarantee you know where I'm going with this. You want to engage with a community that shares the vision and amplifies the efforts, because you are the average of the 5 people that you hang around. I've said this many, many times before. If you hang around 5 broke people, you're going to be the 6th. If you hang around 5 rich people, chances are you're going to be the 6th. And for all the OGs who know where I'm going with this, when you have that community, you naturally have an accountability partner. You knew I was going there. I knew you know I was going there. Of course you know I was going there. We have the accountability partner. These people who are there will support you. They can give you advice. They can hold you accountable. They can even give you opportunities or show you potential opportunities from the, remember, keep what works, discard what doesn't. And you gave somebody else in the hypothetical, you gave somebody a piece of advice that didn't really help you at the time, but could help them. Same thing. Another man's trash is what? Another person's treasure. Boom. I told you, man, I'm spitting today, guys. I'm spitting today. Okay. Let me tell her back. Hold on. I'm excited to talk to y'all about this. Anyway, let's bring this whole thing to a close. Okay. We talked about the dream design dare framework. Okay. By embracing this framework, you will be able to set the goals that you got, right? That's the dream. You're going to embark on a transformative journey. That's the design. But you got to put the action in. That's the dare. Set your high, lofty, ambitious goals. No problem with that. Do that. Then create the plan around what those goals are going to be. Set the milestones. What is the 1 month, the 3 month, the 6 month, the 9 month, the 12 month? The 18 month, the 24 month, set some time intervals. What do you want to be able to do? In 1 year, I want to be able to do X. So in order to do that, where should I be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now? What do I need to do in those 3 months to reach that 3 month goal? So you start seeing how you start breaking this down. And then from there, so in order for me to reach this 3-month goal, I need to do this by month one, which means I need to do this other task by week one, which means I need to be doing this task today. In order for me to do this task today, it will take me 2 hours. In order for me to keep focused, I use the Pomodoro. So you see, oh, you see how all this is stacking together? You see how all this is starting to stack together? Anyway, I'm getting too excited. I don't want to make this episode much longer than what it needs to be. But there you guys go. There is the framework. You want to first dream, have that goal, lofty ambition. You want to design it, create the plan. What do you need to do? This is going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of energy. But I guarantee you it's worth it only if you do the third part of the framework, which is the dare. You need to put in the work, put in the reps, put in the sets, and get things moving. Guys, that's gonna wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode description. It's going to be an absolute gold mine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.